And we're with our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Alan, President Obama yesterday said he didn't feel Donald Trump was fit to be president, and we have some folks who decided they're going to cast their vote for Hillary Clinton and not for Mr. Trump.
Well, David, some of this is very bad news for Mr. Trump, it seems to me. Now, most of the major polls are showing him losing, but only by losing by 3 points, which is very little considering all of the manure which is being dumped on his head right now. We see, for example, that Meg Whitman, the prominent Hewlett-Packard executive, has decided to endorse Hillary Clinton, says she disagrees with him, but then goes ahead and says that there are all kinds of problems with Trump, and actually goes as far as to say this is the way that fascism happened in other countries, and this is the place that it could happen here. Yes, it could, she says. A very powerful commitment to raise money and to support Hillary Clinton from a prominent Republican. Then we see upstate Congressman Richard Hanna saying that he would not endorse Trump and that he would vote for Hillary Clinton. And that made the national and even, frankly, the international news this morning coming from the BBC. He, Trump, in response, says that he's not going to endorse in a primary John McCain. Now, you'll know that McCain and he have had this huge fight in which he criticized McCain for having been basically captured and given hero status in the United States. I don't think McCain will ever forgive him for that. And then, after Trump was criticized by Paul Ryan, he now says he won't endorse Ryan in his primary. So, in fact, we are looking at a situation where Trump keeps getting more and more criticism. When the extraordinary thing happened, which was that the president of the United States stands up, he's a very popular president, and really gets at both barrels to Trump. That doesn't happen in presidential campaigns. It's usual that the president lies back.
Closer to home, we have some serious infrastructure problems. We have the city of Amsterdam dealing with a massive spill into the Mohawk River. And in Albany, another sinkhole opens up, swallows a car on a busy intersection near Washington Park. And of course, everyone is going to look to the state for funding.
That's right, David. And the other thing here is that infrastructure is going to be the word of the next several years. We see that people are really worried about the quality of their water. The water pipes in some cases go back to post-Civil War. When sinkholes open up and people's cars disappear, that gets very close to home. It's one of the reasons, by the way, that mayors have a rougher time getting reelected than people who go to Washington, because it's right here, it's right on your doorstep. And these are very powerful symbols of what needs to be done. When you got that Schoharie Bridge all those years ago falling in the river, that's a pretty good indication of what can happen if we don't keep up. And we are seeing other similar incidents happening around the world. People will demand that this service be given to them, even if it's going to cost a little bit more in their taxes, which it will.
And again, a lot of the mayors looking to the state and Governor Andrew Cuomo to help them out of these sticky infrastructure situations. And how is Governor Cuomo doing, Alan?
Well, he's been very quiet. And because he's been quiet, I suspect his ratings, his popularity has actually been going up. Cuomo's administration is under severe investigation by Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney. And many of the people who surround Cuomo, many of them, have been receiving subpoenas. And Cuomo has been doing what governors do. He shows up at events, he says his thing, but there is not the previous aggressiveness that we have seen from Cuomo. And I think it's helping him. So from where I'm observing all of this, he may have learned a lesson.
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Thank you, Alan.
You're welcome, David.